just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
They say that life is a journey from where it starts and where it ends, nobody knows. It starts from nowhere and it goes to nowhere. But in between two extremes, you split the world. It is now here, the present. The past and the future are as if not there. They are known as pseudo-time. The only real time, the only truth is this now. And how are we now? Full of anxieties and fears, or the worries of the future, or the past hurtful trauma. Life is about living here and now, every moment, moment to moment, beat to beat. When I am sitting here, I am just here. When I sit and listen, I am just listening and nothing else. When I speak, I am just speaking and not doing anything else. When I read, I am just reading and not doing anything else. This moment, the present, as if the future is not going to come, as if the past doesn't exist anymore. And I am in this moment, in my pure, eternal form. When a child is born, how pure that child appears. It is unaware of all the cunningness, the very basic and the intrinsic nature of the child, this purity. We have heard Baba calling children as Mahatma in Murlis. People attain purity, the highest stage of Brahmacharya, after studying, after trial and error, after a lot of sadhana. But a child is a born Brahmachari, blooming, shining in the eternal glory of purity. That's why they say that religion is the search of lost childhood. Religion is the dharma, is the search of that lost childhood. When we were so pure, untouched by the corruption of this world. Spirituality is about turning back. It's about returning. You have moved far away in the wrong direction. Now come back. You have climbed the wrong mountain. Now move down. Where I am heading towards, as we discussed the other day also, if somebody stands near the petrol pump or toll gate and facing towards Abu Road, he asks, where is Mount Abu? How long it will take for me to reach Mount Abu? Even one's lifetime would be less if you continue. Because Mount Abu is here. You are facing opposite of Mount Abu and asking how long it will take for me to reach Mount Abu if I go ahead. Probably you may cross the entire earth and come back. But there are again wanderings in between. But if you turn back, the Mount Abu is straight in front of you. Just about done. If I ask, where is happiness? Where is peace? How long it will take for me to achieve the peace, the highest glory of life? If I continue in this path, I may continue whole life and yet I do not reach anywhere. But yes, if I turn back, it is right up there, waiting to garland me. Life is about centering. This is me, my real me. But my life I am spending on the periphery. Relationships, husband, wife, children, job, money, status, position, office, duty, seva. This everything is existing on the periphery, on the circumference. Where I am, decentering has happened. I have moved away from the center. I need to come back to myself, centering. That is the goal. No matter how much world knows me, praises me, talks about me, how much I know the world, I am familiar with the world, yet what I am is deep here and I am far away from myself. Life is journey within. Spirituality has nothing to do with anything outside. Spirituality has nothing to do with any of the rituals, any of the festivals, any of the celebrations, any of the traditions. Everything is existing on the periphery. all lecturing, all speeches, all things, everything is on the periphery. Then what is at the center? Bliss, silence. I am here. Unless and until I reach this silence, there is no real peace. There is just an exhibition of peace on the periphery. We loved something, oh, it's good. We are happy with something, it's fine. But this is all a show-off, which is going on. The real is here. They say that we have got four type of minds. First is pre-mind. This is the mind of a child. If somebody is speaking untruth, only the person who has habit of speaking untruth can detect other person speaking untruth. If you are not habituated to falsehood, you cannot detect falsehood. Somebody comes and says, I tell him, please give me your book. He says, no, I don't have book. So when we know or we are accustomed, we have acquainted with untruth, or we are also doing the same, then only we can detect that somebody is lying. Because we have ourselves lied many times. But suppose we have no experience of untruth, so I will immediately believe what you say. If I ask you, give me that thing for 10 minutes, you will say, no, I don't have. So I will believe, yes, you don't have. Because the mind is so clean. It's a pre-mind of a child. The second is the collective mind. This mind we have collected from others, from parents. This is not real me. I have been taught. My father has taught me. My mother has taught me. When a guest comes, my father tells me, my mother tells me, tell him, tell the guest that we are not there. So we are taught. So we learn. And we also behave like that. So that's a collective mind. The third is the individual mind. Then gradually I learn to be myself. I don't want any bondages. I don't want to act, to behave in a manner. My parents, my friends, my guardians, my relatives tell me to do. I develop my own individual self, my own individual personality. And I will develop as per the seed of my previous sanskars. Even if the parents are non-believers, it has been found that a child comes in the family who is a devout person, a staunch believer in God. And it also happens that parents are very much devout and yet a terrorist takes birth. So it depends upon the seed. What seed we are carrying within. And the fourth is universal mind. This is the height stage of spirituality. When we move above all the limitations. My wife, my husband, my children, my house, my relatives. Everything is left behind. And you move to higher consciousness, where everything appears as one. But this happens only with deep sadhana. You realize that you do not belong to one family. You realize that you do not belong to one society. You realize that you do not belong to one state, one country, one continent. But the whole globe, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, everyone is mine. Everyone belongs to my family. I cannot get tied to any one person. So this is a way of freedom. And the earlier you realize this in life, the better it is. Then you don't want any bondage. And the greatest bondage in the world is? All Kumars are sitting. Marriage. Desire for a partner. You feel something, somebody is needed. But nobody can fill that inner space which is within you. So life is about moving back to your internal, inner, intrinsically pure state of being. So yesterday we were discussing about the, this is the Avyakta message of 7th June 2011. Let's move ahead. Baad mein Baba humse bole, bachi ab jo bhi bhatti ho rahi hai, har ek ko baap dada yaad pyar de rahe hai. साथ में वरदान भी दे रहे कि हर एक बच्चा अब तीव्र पुरुषार्थी बन सदा ब्रह्मा बाप समान निर्विघ्न निराकारी स्थिति में ब्रह्मा समान साथी बन. याद रखो अब रिटर्न जर्नी है, अब घर जाना है. इसी संकल्प से न्यारे और बाप के प्यारे बन आगे बढ़ो और बढ़ाते चलो. जस्ट रिमेंबर वन थिंग एंड व्हाट इज दैट. नाउ इट्स अ टाइम फॉर return journey. We came on this planet long back. It has been long time now, 5,000 years. We have passed through so many ages, golden age, silver age, copper age, and now we are at Kali Yuga. And in that also this confluence age, this Sangam Yuga, which is about to end now. And the new cycle is about to begin, and God has come here in this short time and He is reminding us, stop now. Stop your expansion, unnecessary expansion. Why we are expanding? Do this, do that. People keep on expanding their business. Why? So that they can get more money. Why? So that they can have more comforts. Why? So that they can have more peace and satisfaction. Man stays in a rented house and then he thinks that I should have my own house. And he spends 10 years in building that new house. Why? Because in my own house I will be at peace, comfortable. But in that process of 10 years, he is restless. He is in stress. He is in extreme unhappiness, restlessness. Continuous stress. I want to build my house. I want to build my house. So now after 10 years, the house is ready with all the comforts. And when he enters the house, he is carrying this 10 years of stress with him. Because now the stress has become his habit. To overthink has become an habit. To remain fearful all the time. What fear? Fear of the unknown. Agyat. So life is a return journey now. And what things are needed for journey, for return journey? Suppose you come here and stay here for 10 days. Now you want to go back. So what things are needed? Pack up. Now it's a time to do the packing. See that nothing is left here. Go in the washroom and see that all things are taken. Your socks, your clothes, your comb. Everything you have to pack up. So when you go and begin your return journey, the first thing is packing. So now it's a time to go back. So start packing. In a city like Mumbai, if you see, one doctor is attached to almost 10 hospitals. He's running here and they're running there. All the time running. Patient here and patient there. There are people who are doing double job, morning duty, night duty. so that they can earn more. There are people who are spending 4 hours in travel every day by local trains. There are people who are purchasing new plots. They say you should have 3 houses. One in the city, one in hill station, and third one is the beach. Unless and until I have these 3, I will not sit quiet. So they are running. So return journey means now start packing. God has come to take you. What are you doing here? The time is up. Stop writing. Examination finish. Time is up. Start packing. Second, all bondages. You should not have any bondages. Otherwise you will feel pain. I go to some place. I stay there for 3 days and I develop an attachment to that place. And now it's a time to go back. I will feel pain. If I fall in love with some person there, then it's all the more problem. Then only tears I have. Go everywhere, move around as free. But don't get attached. Stay, move with people, talk with people. There's a story of a man. He had a very beautiful dog and used to love that dog too much. But then he had to go abroad. So he went to his neighbor, his friend, and he said, "Keep this dog with you. When I'll come back, I'll take it back." Now this new man is the neighbor. He is also a lover of dogs. So he takes care of that dog. He loves that dog. He feeds that dog. Goes for that dog in the morning, for the morning walk. After 5 years, now the neighbor comes. That owner comes. He says, "Give my dog." So neighbor says, "Take this. This is your dog. Go." And he has given. This is vairagya. This is true love. This is true detachment. He took care of that dog for 5 years. But when the time came, he just gave it away. Without missing the dog. We get attached. That is the problem. Things you have, enjoy them. The pen I have, I will enjoy. The pen is not there. It's fine. But this is a high stage of spirituality. So the first thing which is needed is to pack up. Second is no bondages. Third, all accounts clear. Clear all your accounts with people. You hurt somebody and that person is carrying a grudge against you. You can't move in spirituality. With abuses, you cannot move ahead. You need blessings to move in the path of spirituality. Thousands and thousands of people should bless you. The next, you want to go back. Now it's a time for vairagya, for detachment. Develop vairagya for this whole world. How? That we have seen. See the defects of this world. The defects of the sensual pleasures. They are temporary. They are full of pain. They are full of unhappiness. I eat something very delicious. At the time of eating it, I am happy. But later on I suffer. My body suffers. I fall sick. Food is the cause of most of the diseases. The more the impure your stomach, the less spiritual you remain. For spirituality, you need clean stomach. For meditation, you need purity of stomach. Also the purity of mind. So vairagya. Then practice of 1 second, as Baba teaches. Practice 1 second. In 1 second, become bodiless. In 1 second, go and reach to Paramdham. In 1 second, come to the Sukshmavatan, subtle world. In 1 second, get detached from the body. This is the play of 1 second. So start practicing 1 second technique. What else you need to go back? Wings you need. You need wings. Wings of jnana and wings of yoga. What else you need? Double refined petrol. What Avyakta Murali say? You need driven refined petrol to move up. Also mimic the life of Brahma. Also mimic the life of Nirakar Shiv. Follow. What you need to go up? You know, you need switch of Smriti. What you need? Switch. As if there is a switch. You on it and the world is gone and you remember the other world. And Baba becomes your world. God alone is my everything, not this world. That switch is needed. Hmm? Homesickness, yes, you should miss your home. Remember the father, remember the home. It has been 5,000 years now we have left our home. Now go back, remember the home. When I will go, home, sweet home. That is the only place where there is a bliss, where there is happiness. If you ask anybody, where is your home? Nobody knows where they are coming from. No scripture, Hindu scripture, Muslim scripture, Christian scripture, no religious scripture has ever mentioned which is our home. God alone has told that. So remember your home. Taddhamam paramam mama. That is my home. I have to go back to my home. So for return journey, you need remembrance of home, remembrance of father. Also, for return journey, you need to be ever ready. Stay ready. If Baba comes now and says, come, I have come to take you. Will we be ready to go? No, but he comes just now. And he says, okay, come. Your time is up on earth. I have come to take you. Am I ready? Or you want to make some phone calls and inform your parents, husband, wife, children, that we are going now. Nothing. Don't. Baba says, forget this world. So return journey means remembering the home, remembering the father. Return journey means be ready, be ever ready. So all these are prerequisites. These are the checklist. You need all these things for going back. If you are not having these things, probably you may not be allowed. Ticket cancelled. So now it's the time for return journey. Om Shanti.